When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download it at your Apple Store. You can download it at your Google Play Store. Look for Odyssey app. It's a big A with an orange background, big white A with an orange background. You download it. You look for WILK News Radio. You put it in the search. You find us. You favorite it. That's it. You got us. It is 5:11 here, 72 degrees on this Thursday, May 15th, 2025. WILK is helping Giant Floor celebrate 60 years of giving you a chance to win three rooms of carpeting installed with padding, valued at $1,965. That's the year Giant Floor opened. Giant Floor since 1965 with locations in Bartonsville, Wilkes-Barre, and Scranton. You can go to WILKNewsRadio.com and click Contest to enter, and you can enter once per day. And again, this is three rooms of carpeting installed with padding. You can go to WILKNewsRadio.com, click Contest to enter. You can enter once per day to get involved with that contest there. So I was just looking at some new video that came out today, and listen, I don't know if you've ever heard from the 300. The movie The 300, where the leader of the 300 said, "Take from them give them nothing, take from them everything." And that's how I think we need to start treating the mainstream media. We need to start pandering to them. We need to start treating them the way They want to play gotcha with questions, then you need to throw it right back at them. And Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma did just that. The new talking points for the Democrats. Well, recently today, I mean, yesterday you had Summer Lee, our great representative from Pennsylvania, looking for reparations, trillions of dollars in reparation payments to Black Americans. And now you have Ilana Presley saying the same thing today during a press conference. So I guess that's a new talking point for some of them. But it's been Medicaid. They've kind of moved away from Social Security and the veterans losing their benefits now to Medicaid. And now you have this $400 million plane from Qatar that's being brought up constantly. Oh, it's not a security problem. It's an ethic problem. Is it any kind of problem? Well, a reporter tried to do that with Senator Mark Wayne Mullen today. And I'm going to play you the clip because you got to hear his comebacks because it's just it's pretty good. And this is how they need to be treated. I'm sorry. It's how they need to be treated. if I can play it.
Hey, Senator, can I get your reaction to Trump doubling down on accepting the $400 million jet from Qatar?
I have zero issue with it.
You have zero issue with it? Do you think it raises ethics concerns or national security concerns?
Have you ever been to New York and saw the Statue of Liberty? That was a gift, too.
Do you have any safety concerns about, I mean, this coming from a foreign government? And
so you know anything about safety and our security and our intel? Do you know anything about it? So do you think we're really going to take a plane and not strip it and put all the Air Force One stuff in it, even if it came brand new from the factory? If you don't understand that basic knowledge, then you probably shouldn't be reporting on it.
And mic drop. Mic drop there. She's trying to talk about, you know, you think it's an ethics issue for taking, accepting this gift. And he's like, you ever been in New York and seen the Statue of Liberty? That was a gift. And then she goes to the security. You know, don't you think it's a security issue or a safety issue taking a plane from a foreign nation? And he said, do you know anything about safety or security? Do you have any, you know, pertinent knowledge? Do you have a skill set in that? You don't think we're going to strip it down? You don't think we're going to have to put all the Air Force One stuff in it and such like that? And he goes, well, you don't know anything about, you know, do you have any expertise in this? If you don't, you really shouldn't be asking the questions. And, you know, pretty much right on point. Pretty much right on point. And that's how they need to be dealt with. You saw how quickly that reporter was shut down and had to pivot to something else. And that just goes to show that they're looking for gotcha quotes. They're looking to try and, you know, further the Democratic talking points out there, which right now are Medicaid and this $400 million plane, which again is most likely going to be used to sit in a museum for the most part. But Trump was in the Middle East. He's on his tour. It's actually wrapping up today, I believe, the last of it. They say there may be a surprise trip or visit from Turkey, but that has yet to come to fruition, so we don't know if that's going to take place or not. But it's interesting. There's so much with the media coming out about this whole area, the Middle East. There was an article this week on the Houthis and what's been going on with our battle groups that are out there, the USS Truman Strike Group and such like that. And it's interesting because the New York Times, you know, did this article of, you know, why there's this ending of hostilities with the Houthis all of a sudden from Trump. And they try to put their spin on it, but they can't even get basic facts right. And it's a lot of unnamed sources, you know, military people who were deployed state this and such. And it's interesting because I have pretty good contacts. I have pretty good contacts in the situation when it comes to this. And how wrong the mainstream media has been to what's going on out there is bordering negligent. That they're putting this out there to the American public, they're scaring families, you know, putting this information out there. Just for an example, and this is basic information that's out there in the public realm. But the New York Times posted this article that we're talking about 3 days ago, and it talked about the latest incident with the USS Truman, where they say an F-18 landing missed the wire and had to eject and fell into the sea. Well, that's not what happened. It's not what happened at all. And it's public information that's out there. If you did your homework as a journalist, as a supposed journalist, you think the New York Times would have such standards to get the basic information. The F-18 aircraft did not miss landing on the deck and fall into the sea and had to eject. The number two wire broke. They caught the wire on landing. They trapped, as they call it, and the wire snapped, leaving the plane crew no option. Zero option but to eject. This was an equipment malfunction. This was unavoidable. These wires are highly regulated. They count every time a plane lands on them, and they're replaced at a certain number that's been determined. It's not optional. It's not arbitrary. If that number used to be 100, if that wire had 100 traps on it, it needed to be replaced and a new wire is put on. Well, that wire snapped, and it's the number two wire. And on the Harry S. Truman, I believe there's three wires. You have the one, two, and three. Number two being the one you normally – that's the best wire you want to catch. Number one wire is the first wire. You know, that means you're a little too close to the edge of the ship as you're coming in. The number three wire means you were a little long. Number two wires, you're right where you're supposed to be. Some aircraft carriers have four wires. The Harry S. Truman, I believe, has three. Well, the number two wire snapped. And what happens is when a plane catches that wire, when you're coming in for a landing on an aircraft carrier, the pilot radios in what type of aircraft it is, how much fuel he has left, and what weapons he still has on the plane, because that determines the weight of the plane. That information is put into their system for the wires. All three wires, or all four wires, depending on what aircraft carrier you're on, is equipped now to take that weight of plane, which is why they call the Super Hornet a Rhino. Because there, at one point, not too long ago, there were Legacy Hornets and Super Hornets. And rather than saying that and all somebody hearing is Hornet, they used to call the Legacy Hornet the Legacies and the Rhinos. So they could determine between the two of them. Well, you know, Rhino's coming in for a landing. It has, you know, 1,200 pounds of fuel and these types of weapons. And that's factored into the system, and those wires are set to stop that weight of an aircraft. If it's a different aircraft and the wire snaps, or the tail hook could snap on the plane. And they make it seem like, well, you know, they just missed. And they fell into... Now, that's called a bolter. And it's not uncommon. It's made fun of a lot by the other pilots because every pilot's rated on every landing. But when you land and your tail hook, for whatever reason, doesn't catch any of the wires, it's called a bolter. It's called over the system, the radio, the landing systems officer, the landing signal officer, the LSO, who stands there with a telephone on the deck while the planes land, calls it, the tower calls it, the pilot calls it. It's out there. Everybody on the ship knows you bolted. But it's a touch and go. Just like you see on runways here, anyone who's flown planes or been in a plane that has been training for their pilot's license, they're called touch and goes. They're done at Avoca all the time. You can go there and watch them for the smaller planes. It's when they come in, they touch down, and they just immediately take back off. It's touch and go. Well, that's what they can do on an aircraft carrier. They're slowing to their landing speed, which is somewhere around 230 miles an hour, I guess, 180 miles an hour, somewhere in that realm. I don't know exactly. But all they have to do is pull full throttle, which they do anyway when they land. So even if you catch a wire and you're stopping, pilots on an aircraft carrier move their plane into full throttle. Just in case something happens, they could take back off. Now, what happens if you catch that wire and it slows you down too much and that wire snaps, you don't have enough speed to lift. The plane's going to go off the end of the deck and crash into the water. So you have no choice but to eject. And that's what happened here. And that information is already out there. How I even know it's the two wire, it's because it's public information that's been called out on multiple platforms by multiple agencies. So for the New York Times to say that they missed on the landing, and no, it was an equipment malfunction that was unavoidable. They had no choice but to eject. So little things like that. Now here's a ship that's been out there extended twice. 5,000 sailors on this aircraft carrier alone. And then you have the support shifts. So you're talking about 7,200 men and women that serve our country that have been out there that should have been home a month and a half ago. And you have people like the New York Times, you know, kind of given the hard time because of politics. They have nothing to do with politics. They've been ordered to stay out there, and they're doing the best job they can. A matter of fact, the fleet admiral was just out there and said that the USS Harry S. Truman has had the highest operational tempo since World War II of any aircraft carrier. That's how much action they've been seeing out there. That's how many missions they've been flying out there. So, yes, are they worn down? Of course. If you were told a month and a half ago that you were going to be home and then they said, no, you're going to have to stay another month. Okay, well, we're here another month. And then you were supposed to leave and they say, yeah, we're going to stay another 2 weeks. Yeah, it would wear on you too. But that's what our military signs up for. They understand that. We understand that. The families understand that. It doesn't make it any better. But for places like the New York Times and our media here to take hearsay and put it out there or even have the ability to get the right information but just not bother. It's just poor journalism. It's poor ethics. And it just wears on the families back at home because there is contact with their family members. They have an idea, maybe not specifics, but what's going on. But when there's basic information and they're making it seem like, hey, our military's just not doing the job. Or anytime something happened out there, oh, the captain's a white male. I guess it's not DEI. Here's men and women of all colors, all backgrounds, all religions, from all aspects of our nation and territories, serving together to protect you and I. We don't need to put that crap on them. You want to deal with politics? Deal with politics at home. But they also read this stuff. They see this stuff. They have access to the internet. And you know what? They can't fight for themselves when it comes to combating that nonsense. It's up to us to do the right thing and put out the right information out there to let you guys know what they are going through day in and day out. And what they've gone through the past months is an utter war zone. But we don't see that in our daily news each day. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So former FBI Director James Comey, and this is going wild on X right now. It looks like it was posted on Instagram. So former FBI Director James Comey, we all know who this is, posted a picture on his account and said, pretty cool shell formation on my beach walk. And the shells are set up on the beach, and it's a picture of white sand with some shells. And the shells are spelled out to say 8647. 8647. Now, 47 is Donald Trump, the 47th president, right? And to 86 someone usually means to take them out, to kill them, to murder them, to remove them, 86. So there's this formation. Now, if he did it or not, I mean, he posted the picture. So that's all we do know. Posted the picture that says 8647, and he wrote, cool shell formation on my beach walk. That was it. So people on social media are asking, did the former FBI director James Comey just post he posted it to Instagram. Do you think it's a death threat against Donald Trump? That's what the people are talking about there. I mean, what other reason would you do that in your former capacity? I mean, you're the former director of FBI. I understand you may not like someone. I understand you may disagree with them. You may even think they're totally, you know, the opposite of what you see yourself as. Why in your right mind would you post something like that? How are you supposed to be taken seriously moving forward from?
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
At this point. It's incredible. But, you know, it's out there. It's getting a lot of attention on X. So we'll see. We'll see. It's 5:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. I'm going to be the moderately old guy going wild. I have to listen to commercials like that again. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio on this May 15th, 2024. Well, here's why American healthcare is horribly broken, exhibit 8,452,971. Orthopedist diagnoses my ankle issue, prescribes physical therapy and an ankle brace when I run. His office calls United Healthcare to authorize an ankle brace, and they report if you get it from us, there will be a $127 copay. That's just the copayment, $127. I had them send me the name and brand and the exact model number of the brace I needed. I went to Amazon and ordered it for $29.96. How is it reasonable that Amazon could make a profit selling me a lace-up ankle brace for $30, but United Healthcare asks for $127 copay? God only knows what the original price of the braces was in full. Just things that make you go, And that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem. Also, like if you need an MRI, you get it through your health insurance, your MRI is going to be, what, $4,000 or $5,000, $6,000? If you pay for it cash, and if you walk in and say, I don't have any health insurance, what could this MRI cost me? You're looking at somewhere $800 or $900. Now, why don't we just tell them that from the start? A lot more people would be able to afford health care if that was the true cost given to people. But yet they overinflate our insurance, which is why people can't get it. It's a manufactured problem. Here's some other fun stuff coming out for you. Los Angeles is hiring a new director of homelessness with a salary of nearly $500,000. That should surely solve the problem, don't you think? The city of Los Angeles has just advertised director of the new county department dedicated to addressing homelessness. Starting salary is $423,141 annually. It's a full-time position, and the opening is of today, 5/15/2025. You'll work for the Human Resources Executive Recruitment Department. Yeah, I'm sure paying the director of homelessness $500,000 will truly solve the problem in L.A., don't you? I mean, I think that's a way forward to really get a grasp on it. It's interesting. Remember when Dr. Drew volunteered to work for the L.A. Council to deal with homelessness for free, and they told him to go home? Interesting. Interesting out there. Well, here's something, and again, I talked about this earlier in the week before we go to a commercial break. I talked about this earlier. Trump came out and said that U.S. is close to a nuclear deal with Iran. Now, what's the point of that? Now, I understand you want to get news out there. I understand if it's in a positive direction, you want to get it out there. But you're just leaving so much open for disappointment if something doesn't happen the way you plan. I mean, it's easy enough to say, you know, we've gained good ground. Stay tuned. You know, talks are getting more intense. You know, we should have something to report shortly. But to come out and say Trump says U.S. close to a nuclear deal with Iran, if something falls through, you're just giving ammunition to the naysayers to say, So I wish they would hold back on things like this. And you know, it's the same thing with the tariff. You know, we're close to getting deals on tariffs. You know, we're it's a done deal with this tariff, and hold back And when it's a done deal, when it's all said and done, when you sign the dotted line, bring it up and say, hey, this is done. We did it for you. And it only took X amount of days or weeks. And so, you know, it's I really wish they wouldn't do this. I mean, yes, we want to know as an American public, we want to know as much as possible as soon as possible. But it's things like that can wait till we have something of substance to some substantial information to put forward. So, you know, hopefully there is. You know, it looks like there's a lot going on in the Middle East. I think Iran sees the writing on the wall. There are some, you know, I've looked into where they're at, and a lot of it's positive. But, you know, again, we're dealing with Iran. So you have to take it with a grain of salt or sand, whatever you would like to use, because you don't trust anything they say or do. Hopefully it's a positive. I mean, as it is now, the Trump administration's coming back with like $1 trillion worth of investment from the Middle East. Incredible. They'll never get credit for it from the media. But they're really good at lying about Medicaid. I guess there's that. It's 542 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio on this Thursday, May 15th, 2025, as we start to wind things down. Let me get to the phone. We got Joe from Berwick with an interesting story. Joe.
Yes. Hello, Rob. So, you know, our progressive friends out there continually show that they are the most prejudiced people in the world because they constantly stereotype people. And you just covered a news story where because they see all their latest victim du jour is illegal. So all people who are immigrants or whatnot are all victims now, and that's how they do what they do. But it's interesting because in spite of what they say about labor and who does labor in this country, I was just on a job where I was the laborer. I was down on the ground weeding the garden, and up on the roof were two Hispanic men who were probably being paid twice of what I was doing the manual labor. Well, they were working too. They were roofers. But it's just interesting how they constantly portray these things and talk about them. And they really don't know what they're talking about because it doesn't really reflect reality that the rest of us live in.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And I was having this conversation earlier today. A lot of the people that buy into this are these, I'm sorry, the suburban white women housewives that never had any interaction with anything outside of their little bubble. Don't think a lot of it exists. You talk about the scams with Medicaid and Medicare and welfare and stuff. Oh, that doesn't happen. No, you talk about the homelessness or illegal immigration flooding our cities. No, it's not as big a problem. You're exaggerating that problem. You know what? Go to New York City and walk around at 10 o'clock at night and tell me what I'm exaggerating. It's as simple as that. But though, that's why you get these people. That's why a lot of these news reporters are the same, fall into that category. And you know, I think they really believe this stuff because they've lived in their little bubble, don't, you know, have never experienced it, don't think it happens. Where I, you know, I'm sorry, I grew up and lived, born and raised in the inner city. I have friends and family who still live there. You see it each and every day. I can go on about stories about people who admittingly, you know, scam the system. And, you know, I've worked in this area here where you can go and watch people use two or three different EBT cards and then get into a Mercedes or Lexus SUV to go back to their $300,000 house. It happens.
When you talk about what they believe in, this kind of psychosis they have where they constantly must see, you know, victims and perpetrators, you know, they got away with it for the longest time, constantly, you know, portraying black against white or black against brown. And then for a while, you know, gay or whatever against straight. But what they found is that only got them so far, it seemed. And then when they got on the thing about, you know, American citizens versus, you know, illegal, and they had millions and millions of people come in, they thought, at least in my mind, you know, that was their latest victim du jour, and they were going to ride that all the way to the end, and it was probably going to work until Trump got in because they just had the borders open.
Yeah, and prime example on that is AO. There's a video out with Representative AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, where she talks about how there's no way to compare. Millions of people came through Ellis Island. Millions of immigrants came through Ellis Island. And she talks about a 50-year time span. And the number she gave was less than what's come in the past 5 years from our southern border. So it was interesting how, you know, her contemplation was, well, it doesn't even compare the problem from now to then, because millions of people came in through. I got to find the video and put it up there, because it was like a 50-year span of time. And if I'm wrong, Ellis Island was the legal point to come into and actually register to come into the country and get vetted and come through and get your medical checks and, you know, have sponsors and go on to be part of America. Not what's happened where millions of Americans simply flooded across the border because we had an administration that looked the other way.
Yeah, well, if, you know, Trump is successful putting an end to this and takes away that group they're trying to, you know, ride on now, I mean, I just wonder who the next victim is, because they always seem to come up with one.
Well, I think it's already starting. I mean, you have Ilana Presley, Representative Ilana Presley, and you have a Representative Summer Lee from Pennsylvania bringing up the reparations, stoking that again. Anyone who's promised to look, you had Governor Gavin Newsom, you know, set up a whole task force to look at it. And they says, yeah, you have to give every black person in California, you know, $1.6 million. And it was like, whoa, wait a minute. And this is Gavin Newsom. Whoa, wait a minute. You know, I wasn't talking about a monetary. Well, why'd you have us look into it then? They know it's not going to happen. They know. But, you know, it'll create anger. It'll create dissension. It'll create, you know, an us versus them mentality, because what they've tried up to this point isn't working. So I think that is the next step.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, like I said, Rob, when you hear them speak their nonsense, they don't know what they're talking about, because, like I said, there I was, the typical Anglo white guy doing the garden work while there were men who were of a different ethnicity doing the skilled labor up above me. So they really, they just speak nonsense. They don't know what really goes on.
They do not. They do not. Well, I appreciate your call, Joe, and you keep doing what you're doing, because we need you out there.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
All right. Nearly 2 months after Donald Trump's far-reaching tariffs were unveiled, Ford Motor Company CEO Jim Farley said, despite the added complexity, he has never been more optimistic about Ford's future. This is a quote now. I mean, how exciting is it to go from being criticized for our U.S. plants to every investor meeting I had hearing, why do you make so much in the U.S.? Why don't you localize overseas? Why don't you do more of what your competitors do to actually be advantaged because we're building an American car company and always have? So here's the CEO of Ford saying that he's been given a hard time over the years. Why don't you do it cheaper elsewhere? Why don't you move operations overseas? Why don't, and Ford has to an extent. You know, let's be honest now. But they've always kept their base here. You know, their parts and assemblies and such might be done somewhere. But now he's saying it's all come to benefit. You know, those hard meetings, those, you know, having to cost a little more now, have positioned them in a good spot. Despite globalization, Ford, a publicly traded but family-controlled company, has consistently invested in American operations, manufacturing high-value products domestically and exporting more than it imports. If the largest U.S. automaker by domestic production and the Ford F-150 is the biggest consumer product by revenue actually made in the U.S., according to BCG. The Trump administration's focus on American manufacturing, Farley said, aligns with Ford's long-standing strategy. We're not quite there yet, he said, of how tariffs could be motivating reshoring, but that's the place we're going to be. Getting it right has never been more challenging amid global supply chain disruptions, economic uncertainty. Even with its emphasis on being an American company, Ford still sources a number of parts from outside the U.S., including China. While some high-value parts, such as transmissions, could be reshored, others, like wiring, looms, and bolts, haven't been made stateside in decades. They're starting to redesign that. They're starting to retool that. Realistically, on its earnings call, Ford said that the tariffs could increase its costs as much as $1.5 billion this year on adjusted earnings, but in the long run would benefit its customers. I don't know. It sounds like to me like it's doing everything that it was supposed to be doing. You have the auto union workers 100% behind this. You just had the Teamsters Union put out a bulletin today about movie making. 100% backing Donald Trump saying movies should be made here in America again. The Teamsters. And now you have the Ford CEO, the auto workers union all saying this is the best thing that's happened in a long time. Even though it's going to cost us a little more, even though we have to do things differently, it's the best thing that's happened in a long time. It's funny you don't hear that often in the mainstream, though, do you? Interesting. It's 5:57 here. We'll be back to close it down in just a minute. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show today on WILK News Radio on this Thursday, May 15th, 2025. A lot of what we talked about today is up on my Facebook page. It's up on WILK's Facebook page, thanks to Jake. On X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. I heard Snapchat, Twitchy, or one of them is down. Oh, my. TikTok is down. I don't have it anyway. That being said, tomorrow's Friday. Fun day for everybody. One of the best days of the week as far as I'm concerned. That being said, we'll see you tomorrow on Friday. God bless, be safe, and I will see you then.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.